line that lets you save.
Look here.
True Form Life.
Green look on.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea. Thanks so much for being here with us on this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. We always appreciate your time to come in to see what we have going on throughout the week. Now, today we're bringing on Louise Landry back. She was on a past show called Stroke Survivor. She's going to talk about limitations and pushing past. She's going to be talking about setting goals. She's part of our monthly membership group. She's so inspiring. I had to bring her back. She had a stroke a number of years ago, and she does have some limitations, and we're going to talk about that within the show. But she's 56 years old. She's still setting and achieving goals, which I think is incredible. So I wanted to bring her on, share her story with you, and talk about how her mindset is a bit different and how she's still pushing forward and doesn't let anything get in her way of what she sets her mind to. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Taddea.
All right, Louise, welcome back to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. This is your second time on, and you were so inspiring. I had to have you back on. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So Louise, today we're going to talk about you setting a new goal of running your 5K. I just think it's so awesome. Like, it's so inspiring. You only started training, what was it, 3 months before you ran?
July the 4th, I started training.
And then the date was?
The run was on October the 1st.
So that wasn't really a long time to train. Did you run before you decided to set this goal for yourself?
No, I hated running. I haven't ran since I was in high school. That was over 35 years ago.
Wow. You know, I'm not really a running fan myself, but I want to know from you, but I don't know if it's our environment or what. You know, Dorothy was doing the half marathon, and then Sean was there running for Rosina. And then I have some friends that do some serious runs, ultra runs. So I think that inspired me to do a little bit more running this summer. What inspired you to decide to go out and run this 5K after not liking running or after, you know, a very short time training?
Well, I think some of it was listening to the people or reading about the people on the Facebook page doing the runs. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. And I thought, I kind of figured I needed to step up my workouts a little bit. And I thought, well, I'm going to try it, see how it goes. And so that's how it kind of evolved. So, yeah, some of the members were inspiring in that regard too. Dorothy and Dallas was starting to run at that point too. So
you were saying that Dorothy and Dallas inspired you. That was were they talking about that in our monthly membership group or just openly on their pages?
It was in the monthly membership group.
Okay. That's pretty cool. So tell me a bit, tell us, our audience, we were on a past show. If you want to go back and check out Louise's full story, it's going to be Louise Landry, stroke survivor. So just tell us briefly about your background and maybe some of the challenges that you go through now.
Well, I had a stroke. It's coming up to 19 years now. It'll be 19 years on November the 6th that I had a stroke, and it paralyzed my whole left side. So I had to learn how to walk again. And yeah, so that was a challenge. And so running was a real coup for me to be able to get out there and do that. I don't walk with a limp. You wouldn't know to see me that I had a stroke. But yeah, I hadn't run in so long that I didn't know if I'd still be able to or not.
You said that you told us that you may have had, or you have vision.
I don't have any left peripheral vision at all. And so from the middle of each eye to the left, I see nothing. It's blank.
Peripheral vision is peripheral, the word? I don't know if I've ever said it right.
Peripheral.
It's always a difficult word for me. Peripheral. So was that a challenge when you were, you know, running from, you know, seeing side to side or maybe something coming out of peripheral that you weren't aware of?
Yeah, I have to be really careful when I'm running because, with not being able to see to the left, it's mostly to the left. To the right, I'm good. Without being able to see, I just have to really concentrate on where I'm going. My husband was really afraid that I was going to fall, trip over something and fall. He was very concerned about me starting to run again, but I didn't. It was fine.
So how long was it that you hadn't run and before you started like, hey, I'm going to go try this running?
Well, since high school, so 35 years.
Oh my gosh.
Over 35 years.
So you didn't run any long distances for 35 years and you're just like, I'm going to go try to do this.
Yeah, I was smart about it. I did go into it slowly. I found an app online that kind of guided me through it. And so I used it.
And what was that app, in case any of our listeners want to try it?
Let me just take a quick look and see if I can find it here.
That's crazy. And so what made you think, I want to get to mindset, I suppose, a bit. What made you think that after, you know, not running for 35 years, you were like, well, I haven't ran for a little bit here, so I'm just going to go and try this and see what happens.
What went through my mind?
Yeah, what did you think? You know, so many people would say, well, I could never do that. There's no way I could run again. And you know, you have some limitations. I want to talk about that a bit as well. But you have some limitations, but you also hadn't run in so long. And you're just like, I'm going to go do this.
I'm not afraid of a challenge, I guess. So I just said, okay, I'm going to do it. And when I set my mind on something, I pretty much do it.
So that was pretty much it. You just said, you set your mind to it. You got some information from our membership group. We're like, well, if they're going to do it, I want to go ahead and try this too.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So tell me about some of your limitations. We just had a plank challenge, for example, in our membership group. I know your one side, is it your left arm?
My left arm, yeah.
Your left arm, there's some limitations there. Is there any limitations in your legs or when you actually go out to run or walk?
No, my legs are fine. My legs, I don't notice anything. But my arms, yeah, I do have the limitation on the arm. My hand doesn't function properly, and my arm is pretty weak. Mm-hmm. So my hand functions like probably a 3 or 4 year old. It's pretty limited.
And did that affect your running at all?
No, not really. My arm would cramp up every now and then. It would get a little bit sore. Because I'm not used to holding it, to moving it, I guess, when I'm running or walking even. I don't move it as much as a lot of people do, I suppose.
Did you find that the running, any kind of, I don't know, strength, is it nerve damage? I mean, I want to say strength or mobility. Is there any way to strengthen that? Or is it just nerve damage and there's no way to increase, I don't know, strength or mobility?
It's actually a message from the brain to the nerve endings, I suppose, but it's just getting the message to the brain that the brain needs to do it. So the more I repeat it, then the easier it gets.
So did you actually see improvements in that running motion with that left arm?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. And then, so you decided, so you set this goal for yourself. What would you tell someone that, you know, would say, I don't know if we mentioned, I asked you before we started, but you're 56 years old. What would you say to someone that, you know, is around your age that would say, you know, I'm too old to go out and run a 5K or to set new goals?
I would just say start slowly. The app that I used, it was called Get Running from Couch to 5K. So it starts you out really slowly. You start with a minute run and then a 3 minute walk, and then eventually it works you up to 30 minutes. So it's pretty good. It's made it a lot easier than just going out and say, okay, I'm going to run 5K. That wouldn't happen.
Yeah. So you followed that. I mean, you're pretty good at following. If there's something in front of you, a program or chart, I think you follow it 100%. Yeah. So you're pretty good at, you know, you use that app on a daily basis. How often were you training coming into the run?
The app actually tells you how to do it. So 3 days a week, but after I finished the app, because it got me up to 30 minutes, then that was it. It didn't do anything after that. So I was doing 3 days a week, and I actually found another app to measure my distance. And so I knew that I was running 20, or that I was running 5K, and it would kind of encourage me along as well. So that was good.
And I probably should have asked you before we started the interview, but any chance you remember what that app is called?
It's the Running Room app. That one actually isn't free. There's a membership for that one if you want it to talk to you.
And did that help? It was talking to you while you're running?
Yeah, because it tells me, you can select how often you want it to tell you how what your distance is. So I selected every 500 or every half kilometer. So every half kilometer would come up and tell me how far I'd come. And yeah, it was, I found it helpful because it would kind of keep me going. Okay, I've only got this much further to go. It's called Map My Run.
Map My Run?
Map My Run, yeah, MAP.
Okay, we'll link these in your show notes. So in case any of our listeners here want to head over to exploringmindandbody.com where we hold all of our past shows, they can go and click on it. And I think it's awesome that you're using these tools and finding ways to, whether it's keeping you motivated or tracking your time, your runs, mm-hmm. your distance, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm not a huge technology person, but I think clearly there's benefits to using these things, you know, especially I think it's almost like having a coach out there running with you.
Oh, it is. Exactly. And it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. And how did you find them?
I just Googled. I went into the app store and I Googled, and then I just kind of decided which one was going to work. And I go by some of the reviews on it too.
Okay.
And use that as a guide.
So you started out with the Couch to 5K. That's quite popular. And then from there you moved on to Map My Run.
Yeah.
Okay. So in case our listeners are interested in starting running or setting new goals, they could follow yours. I always feel there's a path to success, a repeatable one. So if anyone wants to start running themselves, they could try the same kind of process you did.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I always think support and environment is so important to do something like this. What kind of support did you have in your environment, in your community, in your home, whatever it may be?
Well, my husband's always supportive of whatever I do. He doesn't run with me. He doesn't like running either, but he was supportive. And then I had a friend that we would text back and forth with. And before the 5K, we took a run on a jaunt around the run and tried it out. And yeah. So it was good. It was good to have her getting me going too. So,
and you had found some inspiration from our membership group as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's pretty cool. Yeah. So one of the things, you know, I was quite impressed. Like, we went out there running, Dorothy and I came down there to meet you. We had to be there for your first 5K, and I thought it was quite impressive. You only started training for 4 months. And then you ran the whole thing. Like, you didn't stop. And
no.
I don't remember what you said. You said, do you remember what you said when I said, well, you're still running. You want to take a break or anything?
I said, no, nothing's going to make me stop.
You just kept going forward. And did you, when you were training, did you train with any breaks or any walks in between your distances?
Once I got past the Couch to 5K thing, past the 30-minute running, I stopped. As soon as I stopped taking breaks. I just ran the whole way. So I have to push myself sometimes, I'll be honest, but I do it.
And then what kind of goals did you set for yourself? Was it just following the app? Or I know, like, sometime we had John Stanton in, who was actually the CEO of the Running Room, and he talks about doing a 10-in-1. So you run 10 minutes, you walk 1 minute. Did you have any goals set out for yourself as you were training for this, you know, for time, for distance, anything like that?
Nope. I just followed the app, and the 5K was my goal. Now I think that I might increase that a little bit, maybe do a 10K down the road, but we'll see. I am registered for another 5K, so I'm just going to keep on going with what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's something I want to ask you about. Many times, athletes that set any type of goal, they often go through post-goal depression, is what I call it, because, you know, there's so much buildup. You're working towards one goal, and then it's done. Some female athletes tell me it's much like a wedding day. There's so much buildup, and then it's over with, and then after, you know, that you've been looking forward to, you know, women or girls have been looking forward to their entire life. So I could see how that could go coincide together. But did you go through any type of post-goal depression after this 5K?
I don't think so. No, I never noticed it that I did. The friend that I run with, she said that she registered that same day for another run, and she said, you should do it. And I said, okay, well, I'll have a look at it. And I looked at it that night, and then the next day I decided to register for it. So that gave me another goal to work towards too. So,
And then continue. So I heard these runs, when people kind of start running these type of runs, whether it's fun runs or, you know, challenging runs, it's almost addictive. Do you feel that that might be the case for you?
It might be.
So when you were training for this 5K, were you like every morning or whenever you ran, were you like, oh, I really dislike running, but I'm going to go do it anyways?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I said, oh, I have to do it. I'm doing the run, so I have to get out there and run. That was my, that was definitely my motivation for getting out there and doing it. So having the runs to look to booked ahead of time, it makes it easier to get out there and do it.
And is that something that keeps you accountable? Like, you know you have a date, you know you've set your mind to it. Is that something that helped you get through the runs each day, even if you didn't want to?
It definitely does. Yeah.
So what are you doing now for training? This was, at least at the time of this interview, when was that run? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, October 1st. So just a week ago.
So have you continued to run over this week, or did you take some time off?
I ran twice, 2 days this week, and I was going to go on Saturday, but I was too busy, and then got snow. So now I have to think of what I'm going to do. Snow is pretty deep out there. So.
Oh, Alberta.
Yes.
What would you say to someone that says, you know, I have too many things going on, maybe job, kids, grandkids, spouse, whatever it is? What would you say to someone that says, oh, I'm too busy to do something like this?
Well, I think it's just like exercise. You have to schedule it in. And if you schedule it in, then you're going to do it, or you're more likely to do it anyway.
Yeah, it's harder to cancel if you actually schedule it.
Yeah, I think so. Especially if you're booked for a run. I think if you book yourself for a run too, that makes a difference. Mm-hmm.
So. Do you think you're quite active in the group or membership group? You're working out on a consistent basis. You're eating well. Do you think that had a lot to do with, or anything to do with, you going out and setting a new goal and getting this run, doing this run?
I think it helped. I think it helped a lot. If you had asked me a year ago if I would ever do a run, I would say, no way. The only time I ran was to catch a bus. And not even then sometimes. So.
Yeah. So just, you know, just being active and staying active with the food choices you're making. And you also follow a gluten-free diet as well. I don't want to get that mixed up for, I think sometimes we think that just because it's gluten-free, it's always healthy.
But very true. I follow it because I have to. I have celiac disease, so it's not an option for me. Mm-hmm. So
you can, did you find that you needed to change your nutrition or habits in any way because you're running more, maybe burning more calories, or maybe need to be more hydrated, anything like that?
Hydration's always been a problem for me. So yeah, I had to make sure that I was more hydrated. I had to be very aware that I was drinking more. So otherwise I really noticed it. Nutrition wise, because we eat pretty good in the group, I didn't feel that I needed to change anything that way. I didn't eat before I went out for a run other than a banana. But other than that, I didn't feel that I needed to change anything.
When did you train? Did you train throughout the day? Did you get up every morning and train for this?
Well, because it was hot out, I trained in the morning. Living in southern Alberta, it gets pretty hot here during the day. So I didn't like running. My sisters always told me that whatever temperature is, add 10 degrees on, and that's what you're running in. So if it was 25 degrees in the afternoon, I wasn't going to run in 35 degree temperature. So so running in the morning when it was, you know, 8 or 9 degrees or 10 Celsius, that was much easier. Yeah.
So were you working out on the same days you were running, or how did you work that out in your schedule?
No, if it was a workout day and it was a run day, I did them both.
Awesome. If that's in your schedule, you stick to your schedule.
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you ever do anything that's not on your schedule?
Sometimes.
You get crazy one morning and you're like, I'm not going to do it this way today.
Well, this morning I did. I was going to go for a run this morning. And when I saw the snow out there, I said, nope, it's not happening.
You know what's funny is I haven't ran since that run. You know, I'm not a big runner. Dorothy's running for Rosina's over with. I was running for some Spartan runs, which were a bit inspiring and motivating for me. Those are all over with. So I haven't run since for about a week now since we ran with you. And Noel came running by, and he was running like a 29K. So he literally banged on the door. He's like, "Hey, you want to go for a run?" And I'm like, that's the last thing I want to do right now. But anyways, he talked me into it. So I went out and ran in the cold today. It wasn't so bad. You know, once you get going, you know, it's actually gets, you build up so much heat. It's crazy. You know, I had three shirts on and I was a bit cold when we started, but then you heat up so quick.
That's true.
So you have, you're pretty good at making plans and schedules, as we talked about. You have a bit of a plan to be running or being more active in the winter months now. You want to talk about what you're going to do and how you're going to stay on track, continuing pushing forward here?
Well, because we have such a big freeze-thaw cycle down here, I don't like running in the ice. I'm not really into broken bones. So I decided that I'm going to look at the indoor track at the university here, and I'll probably use it when it's not nice out.
So you're going to do some running in the indoor track and if possible run outside as well?
Yeah, when it's not icy out, I will run outside. The route that I take is quite good. It's a paved pathway, so they always clear it. But there's always ice underneath it too, so I have to make sure that the ice is completely gone, or I have to be very careful. Yeah.
Right. So you talked about you're going to run a bit more. What do you have planned? You already signed up for another race or run. What is that like, or what's that plan moving forward here?
The run is in November, the 17th of November here in Lethbridge, and it's actually a fundraiser for the food bank here in town. So I thought, oh, it's a good cause. If it's icy out and I don't do it, the money's going to a good cause. I'm not too concerned about that. But my plan is to run it, so hopefully it won't be icy. The snow here will melt and it'll go away and it'll be good.
What's it called there?
Cause for Claws, I think is what
cause,
it is.
Cause for Claws?
Or Claws for Cause. I can't remember.
Are you going to dress up like Mrs.
They
Claws?
They encourage people to do that, but it won't be happening.
No? Come on, Louise.
No, maybe I might buy some red tights or something.
That'll be fun. I love Christmas, so, but I don't love running outside. So in the snow, I should say.
Yeah.
And then you talked about a 10K. That could be something that you'll consider. When will you decide? You're just going to keep planning for 5Ks, and then if that works out, you'll try a 10?
Yeah, there's a Moonlight Madness run here in March that's a 5K, so I might do that. And then maybe I was looking at the Stampede run for the 10K, and I thought, maybe I'll do that. I don't know. We'll see.
Dorothy actually did that one, did the 5K there. That was her first run this year, I think.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I remember seeing that.
It was a big one. I was surprised how big it was.
Mm-hmm.
So any plans other than running and staying on track with nutrition and fitness do you feel motivated and do you have enough going on right now that you don't need to find something different to push you forward?
Well, I do have some other classes that I do. I do a yoga class and I do a NIA class as well. At our local senior center.
What's a NIA class?
NIA stands for No Impact Aerobics, and it's kind of a dance-based class. And it incorporates some yoga and some other martial arts. It incorporates a bit of Tai Chi, and I don't remember what the other ones are, but it incorporates three different types of martial arts with it, and it works on balance and stuff like that. It's really good. I quite enjoy it.
Now, I always wanted to do a Tai Chi class. I taught myself for about 4 months just watching YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'd really like to try a class and, you know, maybe get someone to help me know if I'm doing it right. But I never actually have. So that's cool. You got all kinds of things going on. I didn't even know about these. You're more active than I even knew or thought. That's awesome. So you're doing these classes once a week. You're doing our workouts just about once a day or five times a week.
Yeah.
And then you're running as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Are the people in your classes just trying to keep up with you, or they like hope you don't show up? You're that person. Like, I hope she doesn't show up. She makes us look bad.
Well, actually I haven't been the last 2 weeks because I had a really bad cold. so I couldn't go and I didn't want to share the cold. But I will be going to them now. And I think that they're impressed, especially the ones that know that I've had a stroke. I think that might motivate them a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. You're inspiring people everywhere you go. I want to ask you if you have anything. We're just going to wrap up here. Do you have anything to share or with anyone that may think that limitations hold them back or maybe that setting new goals isn't for them?
Well, I think you need to give it a shot. Your limitations shouldn't hold you back. Some limitations might, but I think if you try, there's always a way around it. There's a new way to do something. So, I mean, running, there isn't a new way to do running. You either do it or you don't, but but you can build up to it slowly. So there's no reason why you couldn't try it.
So make those sustainable lifestyle changes, ease into whatever you may try. And, do you enjoy running now or are you still like?
Mm. You know, I'm starting to enjoy it a little bit more, funny enough, but yeah, it's not so bad. I kind of like how I feel after more than I do when I first start, but.
Yeah, me too. All right, Louise, thank you so much. Thanks for opening up some of your insights and inspiration and goals with us. As always, thanks so much for your support with the membership group and everything else that we do.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thanks for being here with us. Thanks for being a part of our True Form Life community. Thanks for hanging out here with us till the end. If you'd like to leave a review on iTunes yourself, I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to read it on the show as well. For more details about what we do and what we have to offer, head over to trueformlife.com. There you'll find a free 10-day fitness challenge. All you have to do is enter in your email address so we know where to send the workouts to. A brand new workout each day, 20 minutes or less, body weight only, which means there's no equipment required. All past shows are going up on exploringmindandbody.com. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.